Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily for breakfast from 7am with lunch till 3 and open for dinner Friday and Saturday night from 5.
DC's Justice League, the Zack Snyder cut, has been released to streaming and it has already scored a near-perfect rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 97% Gunners. So the original, right, the 2017 Justice League, the directing was taken over by Joss Whedon when Snyder pulled out due to the tragic loss of his daughter. So you're across that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The film left fans underwhelmed and they petitioned for the release of Snyder's Justice League cut. Snyder answered the call, binned Whedon's scenes, restored his own, reshot new ones and included a scene between Ben Affleck's Batman and Jared Leto's Joker, which is all that anyone's raving about, with one fan saying, "Never seen a more intense scene between Batman and Joker. Jared got his redemption. Ben came back for this scene and we want more."
Be very careful with the next thing you say.
You need me. A truce, Bruce.
So good.
Kiss's Paul Stanley has traded rock for Motown.
What?
Yeah, he's got a new cover album coming out today. It's called Now and Then. And here's a little taste along with Paul talking about one of the tracks on the album.
Child, things are gonna get easier.
I remember first hearing Ooh Child, one day we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. That's so poignant. That's so elegant. Songs like that are relevant because they talk about a better day and they talk about the strength to go forward and knowing that if we go forward, there's something better ahead.
From rock and roll all night to crooning Motown tunes.
Bizarre, isn't it?
It is. Billie Eilish has ditched her signature look for a touch of Hollywood glamour. Gone is that emo neon green roots, you know, the one that she's had since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
She's been teasing this new look and a new era is coming since December. And on Tuesday, she finally unveiled her new look, platinum blonde hairstyle with a cutesy cardigan. What are your thoughts?
She looks a bit like Lady Gaga, I reckon.
I think very Marilyn Monroe. I think this next era is going to be very 60s classic style, but smouldering sexy. That's what I think. She posted the new look to her Insta, which surpassed 1 million likes in 6 minutes and is now the fastest picture in history to do so.
Now, for all of the gamers out there, Call of Duty is among the finalists for Video Game Hall of Fame, alongside Animal Crossing, Farmville, FIFA International Soccer, Guitar Hero and more. And voting is now open, with the Video Game Hall of Fame virtual ceremony happening on May the 6th.
And we get our first look at Jamie Foxx's new series, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me, which sees a single dad figuring out fatherhood on the fly when his strong-minded daughter moves in with him. It drops on Netflix April 14th.
Sasha? Malia? Yes? We can.
Okay, when the Obama starts, I gotta go.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing the latest skinny jean.
No, jeans aren't skinny, they're starving.
I hear my music. That's my song right there. Woo! Get this on your TikTok.
Hey. I don't want to lose any followers.
It smells like a Snoop concert down here. Why can't you be like every other father, just get drunk and pass out? It's 2019, for God's sake. It's 2021, for God's sake. Damn, there's some good shit. Hey.
To Spill the Beans Cafe and Restaurant in Seascape.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The Wave.